New York State's Education Commissioner, Mary Ellen Elia, says she's fighting a proposal by Federal Education Secretary John King to punish schools with a high opt-out rate from standardized tests. This comes after New York State has had approximately 20% of students opt out of those tests, including during King's tenure as the last New York State Education Commissioner. Our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt, sat down with Elia to discuss the controversial issue.
I think our role is to do what's right for children, make these tests better, include teachers along every step of the way. We had teachers that were part of this process with the assessments, and they looked at every single question. 22 teachers from that grade level looked at every question. So that's building a trust with parents, I think. And so I think this is a process. It's not going to happen overnight.
But Secretary King, it seems like he's going to mess this up, this sort of fragile calm and the steps that you've made to kind of get people, you know, back into the process so they don't opt their kids out. If he goes in and punishes, some of these are, you know, schools that by any other standards are really good, and he might label them as, you know, struggling schools or what some people call failing schools. That's going to really mess things up here.
I don't agree with that. Yeah, I don't agree with that occurring.
So
our comments to the federal government related to the proposed regulations made it clear that we really believe that that should not be part of this. And I have said that parents need to be able to make a decision. We need to make sure that our tests are relevant and important, and therefore we think parents should make a decision to have kids take it, but it's their decision.
Yeah.
But children should not be penalized for that decision.
So can you get him to change his mind? I mean, what's the process here? Is there a public comment period now?
There was a public comment period.
I know he received a lot of feedback
from across the country. Mm-hmm. And I believe that the purpose of the new law was to put more control back into states and local school districts.
Well, that's what, you know, that was the interpretation. But this would be the federal government, you know, cracking down and, you know, labeling schools and sanctions and, you know.
Well, let me say, we also have to have accountability. So this has to be a balance. But relative to this issue of students and parents' choice to have them not test, I don't believe that students should be in any way affected by that decision. We should work with their families. We should work to improve tests. But the concept of holding something over their head and the loss of funding to children, and the reason they would receive that funding is because they are in need, I think that's unacceptable.
That was our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt, speaking with New York State Education Commissioner Mary Ellen Elia.